everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you have more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And here is the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf and Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Adam Schefter is brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted, knowledgeable, superior service. They're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, you can make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf and Associates. Good morning, Adam Schefter. How are you on this fine Wednesday?
Hey, everybody. It's a nice time of the year. Memorial Day weekend, buying the football world. Nice. We like this.
Well, there was some news. The NFL decided to sort of expand its international footprint, and this provision... Look, Twitter is not always, you know, the definitive opinion of the masses. But this idea that now teams cannot protect certain rivalries, certain games from being sent internationally seems to have gotten universal pushback from fans who don't want to see games like Bears-Packers, like Eagles-Cowboys being sent over to Europe and or wherever. What's your reaction to this update in the NFL?
I think we're in a situation here where everything just seems to be drifting more and more international. So we're seeing more and more games. We're seeing better matchups. We may one day see an expansion team. We may one day see an expansion division, an international division. We may one day see an international super. Like, this is just where the league is going. And it may take a little longer to get there. But it doesn't mean that the league won't get there. And I understand that people would be hesitant, reticent about sending some of these top games there. But this is just the way of the world. And the league is always going to do what the league believes is best and what is going to raise the most money.
Are they getting a little too out of control when it comes to this, Adam, with all the streaming platforms and they're ticking fans off? What do they say? Hogs get fat, pigs get slaughtered. I mean, don't they
Is it vice versa?
How's the other way around?
Get fat, okay.
Yeah. Don't they need to pump the brakes a little bit? Because it is frustrating. Like, what's the game on tonight? Oh, it's on Ishne Live. Oh, great. I don't have it. I'm sure the announcers are going to be wonderful. I mean, are they getting too big? I mean, I just got done watching the Hulk Hogan documentary, and I actually wanted to vomit. On how big of a narcissist he was. I'm like, jeez, let it go.
I just want to try to follow. Is the NFL the narcissist in this?
Yes. Okay, the NFL. Hulk Hogan is the NFL.
Great,
yes.
Terrific, okay. Continue.
I mean, when does it stop? Or will it ever stop?
Yeah, NFL gets fat. Hulk Hogan gets slaughtered.
That's Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah. Look, it is a business. I mean, there are people that feel that way. It's undeniable. And I think you have to be careful with your fans. I think that they tell you that they're being careful, but... If you're taking Bears and Packers and putting that in Germany or whatever it may be, or Ireland, like, is that being careful? I don't know. Like, Ireland might go nuts for that game, and the fans are going to watch it anyway, and what's the difference if it's not here? It's a fine line to walk. They're trying to walk it. They're trying to figure it out on their own. I understand your point. Like, the NBA playoffs this postseason, in all honesty, it's been annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where is the on? I can never feel mm-hmm. It used to be, I just put on, it was on TNT or ESPN, period, right? Like, it was going to be on that channel or this. It's like, where is it going to be? Do I have to put my Apple TV on? Do I have to stream over to that? Do I have to, like, and maybe it's just that I'm old and not as technologically savvy and adept as people younger. That's fine. But it just seemed like I could never figure it out. I think with the NFL, at least, well, there's been some consistency with broadcasting. We know Thursday nights it's on Amazon. You just know that. You know, some days it's going to be on BS and Fox and NBC tonight. Monday night it's going to be on ESPN and ABC. Okay, now I don't know where all these holiday games are going to be, and that gets annoying those one days, but okay, I'll check. I that's the price they have to pay to make the hundreds of millions of dollars, billions that they are right now. I don't know. It's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm. Adam Schefter brought to you by Tony Wendorf and Associates, Keller Williams. They believe in the human side of real estate, faith, family, friends. They move fast, negotiate with confidence, and communicate clearly so their clients win. Get started today, wendorfteam.kw.com. So, Schefty, I know it's the goal for the league. They want to get up to 16 international games, right? That's the goal. So is it just going to be as simple as adding one each and every year until they get to that?
I don't know if it's going to be that symmetrical. But I just think that we're going to get to the point in the CBA where I think we'll get to 18 games despite Chewy's protests. I think we'll get there. I think once we get there, I think every team will be playing an international game, and then it's pretty easy to come up with 16 international games. Oh, wait, hold on. 32 teams, 16. Oh, that would mean one per team. Whoa, look at that.
It's crazy how that math works out, man.
And I think I saw Japan being mentioned as well, guys.
They're going to expand all over the place. Yeah, of course. Why not? I mean, they're in Australia. Why not Japan? I mean, that's kind of they're taking over Europe. They continue to expand in Europe in order to get to 16, Jen. I think that makes a ton of sense.
But hey, Adam,
with these flights to the moon, I would imagine we'll get an NFL game on the moon.
Yeah,
one day.
Maybe
through SpaceX.
Oh man, do you imagine the field goals, Adam? The field goals in zero gravity? I mean, breaking all sorts of records up there.
But let me ask you this, Adam. With, you know, obviously they want to make money. Everyone wants money. Why is there no talk of expansion? And do you think this talent pool could handle expansion? Like adding two more teams. I mean, that'd bring a lot more revenue to the league. There are some cities that could probably handle it. I know they always worry about talent pool in diluting that, but I think they could.
I haven't asked around about this to have authoritative, knowledgeable, informative answers. But just off the top of my head, no, I have not heard any talk of expansion. I have heard one day down the line, way down the line, maybe there could be an international division, like a pipe dream. There's no movement towards it right now, but just ideas of people. Like we get an international division, four teams. That would be interesting, where you could put a team in London and Spain and Germany and France and whatever, have an international division. No, you don't hear expansion the way you do in NBA, NHL, baseball. I think maybe it's just they're pretty set up right now. It's pretty balanced. 16 teams in each conference, four teams in each division. Maybe they don't want to be disruptive to that. But if we go back, like the league has always adapted, adjusted, and conformed to what it needed to do to make sure that it operated and functioned at an effective level. I don't know why they couldn't do it again, but I have not heard any talk about expansion.
Well, as we guys continue to talk about the business of the NFLs, that's the way this conversation has gone. With the idea of, okay, the NFL, they want to expand, they want to get bigger, is there any end in sight? Do they look at the Seahawks not getting what they initially thought in terms of the bids in for that franchise as a warning sign, or is that just kind of isolated? Here are the factors into why they're not getting $11 billion. I mean, we're still talking about $9 billion, right? Like, it's not like it's cheap to buy into the NFL, but still it's $2 billion less than they were initially anticipating for the initial bids for the Seahawks.
Washington sold a few years ago for $6.05 billion. So they could set the price at whatever they want. If they got 9, and I still think they'll get 10 in the end, okay? I still think they'll get 10 in the end. But if they got 9, let's just use your number there for a moment, Gabe. That means, essentially, that the price of the Washington franchise will have increased by about 50% over the last 3 or 4 years to another $3 billion, okay? That is obscene, okay? So they may get, I still think they'll get $10 billion for the Seahawks. Cry me a river that they're only going to get $9 billion instead. I mean, Give me a break. Like, the value of these franchises has gone crazy. Mm-hmm. Crazy. No matter what they get for the Seahawks, it could be $7 billion. Yeah. And that would still be a 17% rise on $6 billion over 3 years, whatever it's been since the Commanders were purchased. I mean, come on.
Smart 18 is the union for Wisconsin's sheet metal workers. If you want to learn more and build a real career in the trades, this is where it starts. Better pay, incredible benefits, real training, real representation. It isn't just a job, it's a future. Learn more at smart18.work. Adam, how do you think the quarterback situation shakes out in Minnesota? Seeing a lot of pub on Kyler Murray. Do you think he is the guy who gets the job?
You know, what's interesting is I said this week on NFL Live, I talked about the fact that they have said, the team has said, it's an open competition and that a lot of people believe Kyler Murray will win. That's basically what I said. And I can't believe how many people have come out and said, of course Kyler's winning. Like, it's a no-brainer. And by the way, that may be the case. I'm not going to be surprised if he wins the job. But the amount of people have just basically dismissed J.J. McCarthy and counted him out of that, that's eye-opening to me. Like, that, I'm like, wow. Like, the guy came in a couple of years ago as a first-round draft pick, high hopes, and at times has looked good. Now, I know it's been up and down, rocky, injuries, all that. But I just can't believe the number of people that are ready to just hand the job to Kyler Murray, which they may be right, by the way. I'm not saying they're wrong, but it just surprised me that everybody thinks this is like a slam-dunk deal, just like when the Colts signed Daniel Jones, when they had Anthony Richardson in place, and Daniel Jones won the job and was going to win the job from the jump. You know, it just feels like that may be the case in Minnesota, but I'm surprised that so many people are just counting out J.J. McCarthy.
Adam, is Brian Flores, who's considered one of the best D coordinators in the league, is his lawsuit hurting him when it comes to getting another head coaching gig?
You know, hurting him. I don't I don't know that you like he's gotten interviews. He's mm-hmm. been in the mix. He was a finalist here in Pittsburgh. Did he not get the job because he's suing the league? I don't know that, but I'm a little skeptical of that. Maybe he doesn't get as many interviews mm-hmm. as some other people because of that. But if there's a team that meets him, likes him, and is impressed by him, the team's gonna hire him.
All right, Shefty, it's a holiday weekend coming up. Monday off for so many people. You usually are working a lot of holidays because, well, that's during the NFL season. So what does Adam Schefter do with a three-day weekend?
I have a buddy from college. His daughter's getting married in Chicago, so I have to go to Chicago for a night. So that'll be nice. Hang out, spend time with the family, sleep in, work out, eat, watch basketball. Watch golf, pick my golfer this weekend, Gabe. Same kind of stuff. Play with the dogs, take them on walks. Same stuff that everybody else does. Nothing unique or extraordinary.
Are you making any of the food or are you just enjoying the food?
We've been without a kitchen for 5 months. We had a leak in our kitchen. air it up. And it was supposed to be done by Memorial Day, which would be this weekend.
Yep.
It's not done. It's not done. So we're.
Well, have you ever worked with a contractor before?
Easy. You're going to take out a sponsor.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, generally speaking, it goes longer than anticipated. That's just kind of, you just lock yourself in for that.
They started like January 1st. I thought, okay, you got to dig up the floors, replace the piping, you know. So my wife used it up. We're going to do some of the cabinets. Okay, all that. Okay. Memorial Day, generously. Like, that's 5 months. Like that. We should be done. They said, no, it'll take 3-4 months. I'm like, okay, Labor Day.
All I'll say is that when we moved into our house here in Wisconsin, we also had to do some significant work on the home. And I was pregnant with our youngest. And I said, I don't care what happens. This work needs to be done before I bring this child into the world, right? What we're not having is construction continuing to go on when I have a newborn at home. And she was born in November, and they were done in February.
Oh.
So
Not bad.
Not bad, Chewy. No, just 3 months of construction work going on at our house with a newborn. Adam, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Happy weekend. Enjoy your Memorial Day with your family, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Enjoy their weekends as well. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
He's Adam Schefter. Love having him here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every Wednesday.
And Schefty brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino. It's a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com and book your total experience today.